Moving over to the R/economics community, discussions center around critical global supply issues, wealth taxation debates, and industrial manufacturing shifts. U.S. oil reserves hit the lowest level seen in over 40 years, sparking intense debate among community members regarding energy fragility. Commenters point out that geopolitical tensions, including ongoing issues in the Strait of Hormuz involving Iran and continued strikes on Russian energy capacity by Ukraine, are keeping global energy demand elevated. Users debate the long-term feasibility of refilling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, with many expressing skepticism that reserves can be easily rebuilt amid persistent international conflicts, noting that reserve replenishment and drawdown speeds represent a unique form of modern economic vulnerability. In Wealth Inequality News, a post titled "We Don't Need Any More Money, a Disney Heiress Begs Congress to Hike Her Taxes" brought forward discussions on modern oligarchy and the widening gap between rich and poor. Commenters highlighted related developments, such as Google co-founder Sergey Brin reportedly spending $100 million to fight California's proposed billionaire tax, a measure that could cost him $13 billion if enacted. While some community members applaud high-net-worth individuals advocating for wealth redistribution, others remain deeply skeptical, questioning whether such public stances amount to performative public relations unless accompanied by full transparency on hidden trusts and offshore holdings. Meanwhile, China is bypassing traditional shipping choke points with its new ice Silk Road through the Arctic. A Chinese container shipping company is launching the first regular container service skirting the northern Russian coast between Ningbo and the United Kingdom, cutting traditional sailing times by roughly half. While proponents argue this route successfully avoids maritime conflict zones and geopolitical bottlenecks like the Suez Canal, skeptics within the subreddit push back. They note that the Arctic route lacks major supporting population centers and deepwater transshipment hubs, and point out that it does not entirely resolve eastern transit bottlenecks near Japan, South Korea, and Alaska. Urban economic disparities took center stage in a discussion titled "Inside NYC's K-shaped Economy: A Few Do Well, Most Do Not." Users analyzed how a massive influx of highly educated global professionals competing for elite jobs contrasts sharply with lower-skilled populations and generational residents who remain economically constrained. Redditors sharing personal anecdotes described fierce bidding wars for Manhattan rentals and surging restaurant prices, while structural analysts argued that systemic improvements to the public education system are desperately needed to bridge this severe urban divide. Finally, economists and industry professionals debated why does it cost 30-45% more to produce a car in Germany than in China. An insider working in the German automotive sector broke down the complex realities behind the disparity. Beyond basic labor expenses, commenters emphasized that China holds massive advantages in industrial ecosystem density, dark factory automation, advanced battery manufacturing, and agile supply chains. Furthermore, European automakers face crippling energy costs, burdensome regulatory bureaucracy, and sluggish operational efficiency compared to their hyper-competitive Chinese counterparts. Transitioning to the R/credible defense community and its active conflicts megathread, users closely examined underreported technological advancements on the battlefield in Ukraine. A focal point of discussion was a report detailing how speedy access to satellite imagery is dramatically bolstering Ukrainian strike operations. Where it once took days to route satellite data through bureaucratic command structures, frontline troops can now receive high-resolution images in as little as 15 minutes to a few hours. Companies like Dutch firm Bravo 1 Alpha have developed handheld console devices that allow drone pilots to instantly search for targets, plot flight paths, and coordinate strikes on mobile assets. Satellites capable of imaging the same area up to 15 times per day are giving Ukrainian forces a vital edge in identifying subtle terrain and logistical changes deep within Russian-held territory. Additionally, analysts in the megathread highlighted a major announcement from the Department of the Navy, which awarded a massive $22.9 billion contract to RTX and Raytheon to significantly accelerate production of critical long-range Tomahawk missile capabilities. Community members discussed the massive scale of this procurement, evaluating how increased manufacturing capacity will reshape naval strike readiness in the coming years.